Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relentless Pursuits Podcast. My name is Shawn Clay Brooks, and I'm the podcast creator and your host. You know, today I want to start this session by first asking you the following question. And I want you to remember, you don't have to answer out loud, but I do want you to think about the question internally. Are you ready? The question is, will you follow God even if he guides you out of your comfort zone? Let me ask you that again. Will you follow God even if he guides you out of your comfort zone? You know, what if God leads you where you don't want to go? You know that is possible. You know that does occur. You know, it happened with Jonah in the Bible. You know, God led him where he didn't want to go. And so there are times in our lives when he will lead us and he'll guide us to places that we don't want to go, but it's always for a purpose. You know, sometimes we go to great lengths to remain in our comfort zones, even if we know there is more. Have you ever done that? Have you just, you know, refused to move because you're comfortable, whether that's taking another job or another opportunity or moving to another state, just doing something different, and you know in your heart you're supposed to do it, but you remain where you are because it's comfortable to you. Have you ever heard of people saying, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've heard people, you know, they refuse to apply for a new position. You know, the new position is going to offer them an increase in pay. It's going to enlarge their capacity to manage or, you know, to use the skills that they may have developed in their life, skills that they currently have that are dormant. A new position is going to put a demand on those things. So they're going to grow. It's an opportunity to grow. But you hear them say the following, and I know you've heard someone say it, or maybe you've said it before. I know I've said it before, but I want you to listen to this phrase. I would rather remain with the devil I know than the one I don't know. I'm going to say that again because I know you've heard people say this. I've said it before. I would rather remain with the devil I know than the one I don't know. And we use that phrase to keep us in a comfort zone, in a comfort place, a comfortable place, even though that place is not bringing any fulfillment into our lives. You know, it's comfortable just to sit on the couch. Now, I don't know what your favorite snack might be. I know I like Doritos, y'all. I have to tell you, I love Doritos. And the red bag, got to be the red bag. I don't like the blue bag, right? But, you know, it's comfortable to get on your couch, be cozy, have your blanket, and watch your favorite TV show, right? And just be comfortable right there eating your bag of Doritos. But guess what? If you do that, you do that a lot, that's not good for you. It's not good for you, right? So just because something is comfortable, it does not mean that it's good for you. And it doesn't mean that it's the will of God for your life. So we have to be mindful and make sure that we don't use comfort as an indication or a sign that you're in the will of God, because you can be as comfortable as I don't know what and be totally out of the will of God for your life. You know, do you hear the deception in I would rather remain with the devil I know than the one I don't know? You don't really know the one you think you know, right? But imagine this. What if the new assignment is going to increase your life in such a way that you'll become a greater blessing to those you have influence over? Or think about this. What if your new assignment is going to expand your current level of thinking and open your eyes to new creativity and greater opportunities? Do you know there's so much more to life than what you're experiencing right now? There's so much more knowledge. There's so much more wisdom, you know, waiting for you to make a move so that you can develop and grow in different areas of your life. But I always like to say, just because something is comfortable doesn't mean it's God's best for you. You know, a comfort zone is a psychological state in which things feel familiar to a person and they're actually at ease and in control of their environment, right? So you're in control of your environment. It feels good, feels at ease. You got this, you know, it's like on a job. You know that job backwards, forwards. You can do it with your eyes closed. You're so comfortable, but there's no demands being made on you. You're not being stretched. And it's healthy. It's very healthy to be stretched. It's very healthy to grow. It's unhealthy not to grow. You were made and created to grow, to expand, to learn more. And when you refuse to do that, that is unhealthy. And when you're comfortable not expanding and not growing, sometimes you just need some things to shake you up. Sometimes you need to be awakened from your slumber. It can be likened to someone who's just, you know, been lullabied to sleep. You know, sometimes the enemy puts you to sleep in your comfort zone and you don't even realize it. And years pass by and you could have expanded, you could have grown, you could have embarked upon some new journeys. And because of comfort, because you embrace comfort over growing and developing, you remain stagnant where you are. You know, an example of being comfortable, you know, some people only associate with certain people. They only associate with people who believe like them, speak like them, think like them. They never go out and associate and expand with people who have different perspectives, different thoughts. You know, you can grow from people who are different than you. You know, the Bible talks about it's easy to love people who love you. It's easy to love people who are just like you. You know, true love expands. True love grows. True love, you know, is not about they're just like me. We have the same opinions. We have the same perspectives. No, true love, it says love can tolerate others. It'll take some time. It's patient. It'll listen to other people's point of views, right? Because love contains humility, and humility is open to hear other people's thoughts. You know, if you've ever been given a project to do, and I know I have been many times given projects to do, and for me, the most successful times I've had when I've worked on projects is when I have opened myself up to hear other people's perspectives and other people's thoughts, other people's way to do things. Because sometimes you only have one perspective and you only have one way of doing something. But I find when you work on a team, when you work to do a project and you work as a team and you take everybody's input, something that could have been minimal success, the success expands because you have allowed other people's input and other people's creativity. And that's what I love about God. You know, I remember one time I had got my master's degree and I was comfortable. You know, I was done. I was like, look, this is good right here. I'm comfortable. You know, I don't have to study no more. You know, I got all this free time. You know, I could watch all my shows without nobody bothering me. You know, I got this free time. And I remember when the Lord, and I tell you, I know it was the Lord, he began to stir me that I needed to go further. I needed to go to this program for a doctoral program. So I took a little while. I resisted for about 2-3 months. And then I eventually yielded. And I said, you know, well, hey, look, take the first step. I'll apply for the program. You know, I don't necessarily have to get accepted, but I'll do all the paperwork I need to apply. So I applied for the program. I attend a residency. And I will never forget when I get to the residency, it was a week long. You met other students, and it was a lot of students there. You met other students who were just had the same leading as you. They're led to go there. And I remember in one particular class, they said we had to stand up and you had to introduce yourself. And here's an example of how you had to introduce yourself. I had to say, you know, good morning. My name is Sean. Good morning. I am the emerging Dr. Sean Clay Brooks. And I am going to use this degree to do da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, the class was full, and y'all, I'm telling you, they going around, and I mean, people got all this fancy stuff they're saying, and I was like, oh, Jesus, you know, all I know is that you told me to go, right? I don't know all them details yet. I just know that God told me to go. So, you know, I'm wondering, I'm wrestling, you know, am I going to just lie and say something that sounds so good? You know, because sometimes we do that. We know we're lying, you know, we're going to make something sound real fancy and good. But I knew, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going, hey, listen, tell the truth. So, you know, everybody going around, they're talking about what they're going to do in the community and what they're going to do, you know. And, you know, I had some ideas, too, about some things I wanted to do, you know, just for community and just social work. But I knew, you know, I did not know with absolute certainty like other people did. And I'm looking around the room and, you know, I'm thinking, wow, these people are brilliant. These people are brilliant. Some of them are already on television. You know, some of them are already authors. They're already doing phenomenal things in their life and in their career. And so I remember sitting there and I thought came to me, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. And as I sat there, I'm looking around the room and up from my belly, y'all, I'm telling you, from my belly came these words. You belong in the room. You're in the room because you belong in the room. Those were the exact words. And it came up again out my heart. You are in the room because you belong in the room. So I started getting in agreement with that. You know, that's better than getting in agreement that I don't belong. So I began to say to myself under my breath, I'm in the room because I belong in the room. And sometimes you have to say that to yourself. You'll be presented with situations, you know, and circumstances, and you have to remind yourself you're in the room because you belong in the room. If God told you to go somewhere and if he told you to do something, then you have the right to decree and declare that you are in the room because you belong in the room. So that day I got up and I learned a valuable lesson that day. I learned, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted by, you know, those who are around you. Don't compare yourself to people that are around you. Just do what God told you to do. Just, if he told you to go, just go. You don't have to know all the details when he tell you to go. You know, sometimes we want to see the full picture, but God doesn't always show us the full picture. And I'm still talking about coming out of your comfort zone, because sometimes when God is calling you out of a comfortable place in your life, it could be a mindset. You comfortable thinking lack. You comfortable thinking, you know, settling for just, you know, I'm just going to settle. You're in a comfort zone. That's a comfort zone. Your thoughts could be a comfort zone that's blocking your life from moving to another level. So when God is calling you to come out of a place that's comfortable, you know, he'll give you words to let you know, hey, look, you belong in the house, because sometimes you don't feel like you belong in places. Some people don't apply for jobs because they feel like I don't belong there, right? But I want to challenge you today to get in the habit of applying for things that are above your head. Get in the habit of using your faith and going in, taking advantage, going for opportunities that in the natural, your natural mind is used to telling you you won't qualify for, and begin to go for things that's going to stretch you, that's going to stretch your creativity. I am now a third year doctoral student, and if I can tell you anything, I will tell you, I have learned so much. I can't even put into words the changes that have taken place within my heart and my soul, my mind, just the changes and the growth is absolutely amazing. The way that I look at things is different, right? Now, I could have stayed in my comfortable place, you know, and say, well, you know what? I don't belong in the room and I need to go home, stay home, resign from this. Just get out of this, you know, just quit, get out of this. But I know that I heard from the Lord and that I needed to pursue this and pursue it with all my might. And for me, every time I would do my studies, I would just pray, Lord, you know, fill me, download in me what I need for my next step, for my next part of my journey in life. Download everything I need. And just approaching studies like that, the things that God has downloaded in me, the things that the chains that have fallen off, it's just absolutely amazing. So I want to encourage you today. This is just part one of coming out of your comfort zone, because I want to leave you with just a couple of benefits of coming out of your comfort zone. You know, when you decide to come out of a comfort zone, you're actually making room for new. That's one benefit. You're making room for new in your life. Sometimes God can't answer your prayer. Some of you have been praying, Lord, I want a new job, a new house, a new opportunity. And he can't really answer that prayer because you haven't positioned yourself to prepare for it. It's not that he doesn't honor his word. You haven't done your part. You know, I heard a minister say one time, and it's so true. No, it was Miles Monroe. He said, God will empower you, but it's your responsibility to grow you. It's your responsibility to take those skills that you have and develop them and expand them and grow them. So God is responsible for endowing you, but you are responsible for growing you. Y'all, we're talking about coming out of your comfort zone. Another benefit, your faith is going to grow because you're going to rely more on the Lord. Sometimes you don't realize how much you stop praying, how much you stop using your faith until you come out of a comfortable spot and you put a demand on yourself and you're walking in areas that are not quite comfortable, but you know you belong there. Your faith begins to grow. You begin to see God do things that you've never seen him do before in your life. You begin to tap into some gifts, some skills and talents you didn't even know you had. And here's another one. You just get the moving forward in your life. You begin to see things differently. And I'm telling you, when you see things differently, you can do things differently. Until you see differently, you will continue to do the same thing that you have always done. You know, people say if you continue doing the same thing you've always done and expect different results, that is the definition of insanity. And sometimes we have lived our lives like that without realizing, you know, we want different results. We don't understand why God won't move in our life like he's moving his sister so-and-so life, and why God won't move my situation or my organization. It's because you've allowed yourself to remain in a comfort zone. And so therefore you have not given God an opportunity. You've not positioned yourself for more, because you choose to remain in a comfort zone. So today, I just want to encourage you. This is just session one of coming out of your comfort zone. You know, session two, I'm going to talk about some indicators, you know, just some things you can look at yourself and say, hey, wait a minute, that's me. You know, when you're able to identify your own life and identify where you are and locate yourself, then you can grow. But when you can't identify or see where you are, it's hard to make changes. So in session two of coming out of your comfort zone, we're going to go through some indicators of just so you may know, maybe you are, you know, you're resisting coming out of your comfort zone. We're going to give you some indicators. You know, well, again, my name is Shawn Clay Brooks, and I'm the creator and host of Relentless Pursuits Podcast. I'm delighted to have you listening. I appreciate everyone who listens and shares the podcast with other people. I've received so many messages like, where is Relentless Pursuits? Where is the podcast? Well, we're back. This is the first podcast for 2022. And we're going to talk about a little bit about coming out of our comfort zone. And I want to leave you again with the question that I started with. Will you follow God even if he guides you out of your comfort zone?